Can I talk to you about something?
Yeah, we talked about it. I got another 10 years left. Maybe 15.
Not bad. This is big. What do you think? Are you in?
You know what? I'm in. Let's call everyone.
Hang on a minute. Ugh. How dare you call this number? Okay, I'm in. Whatever.
Who's that?
That was my mom.
Huh. Hey, Donut, don't eat that.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm in.
I'm in.
Hey, Arthur, I quit.
I'm in.
T-Bone, is it the downstairs toilet again?
Hello, Tom. Doggy coin?
Sue, Mark.
Are you in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
All right, this last one might be tough.
Nah, he loves you.
Probably just getting on the dentist. This guy. First, even if you wanted to come back, we wouldn't take you.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, we would.
You're right, we would. What's up?
I'm getting into crypto.
With FTX. You in?
Well, providing gives 360-degree access to the crypto markets with the ability to trade everything from alts to DeFi. I believe I'm in, but still hate you.
Understood.
Take care. Best of the family.
Is he in?
Yep.
Did he say he hates you?
He did.
Even on the phone, that guy sounds handsome.
Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. So Tom Brady and Giselle are both in for FTX, but I'm guessing that they wish that they weren't in because a class action lawsuit has now been filed naming all of the celebrities that were linked to FTX that helped them to promote the brand and saying that they are now culpable and that they legitimized the brand and therefore they should now face legal action and fines. So in today's video, I'll give you a full update on that. And what I want to do is share with you some of the adverts that those guys made, because FTX, for all of their failings, they made some great adverts. And you may actually have seen the one including Larry David, who was the writer and brains behind Seinfeld. And in today's video, I'll show you that advert in full because it is very amusing, but it's actually quite poignant now when you look at the message. And we'll talk about that a bit later in today's video. And whilst these videos are entertaining, I also do have a point because I think legitimizing your brand through association with celebrities is a tried and tested way of taking a brand mainstream. So I'll have a look at the details of which celebrities were associated with FTX, what sort of association they had, and what the potential impact of that is on the public. I'll give you an update on the continued negative impact that FTX is having on the crypto markets. We have seen a massive increase in shorting of the market, and the market cap for all coins in issuance has now fallen to its lowest level for around 2 years. We'll have a look at the latest cash position that's been announced by John Ray and what the level of creditors is now looking like. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is going to happen over the course of the next few months and what the implications of this are for firstly the crypto markets and secondly the global markets. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during the video if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch everything, you can skip through things. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube super thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon and Amazon shopping links. And as always, I'd like to say thank you so much to everybody that has contributed. And as you've probably noticed by now, I've changed the camera angle for today's video. I've had some feedback that nobody could see my arms. Here they are, everybody. I do have arms. I thought I'd just try it out. You can see the microphone as well, so slightly different perspective. And this is a sort of setup that you see from a lot of different YouTubers. I'd like your feedback whether or not you prefer this wider angle where you can see more of me, or whether you prefer it when I'm closer up and you can't see the microphone. Great to get that feedback. I am also in the process of making some other changes. So I will be changing some of the lighting. I may change some of the decor, but all these things take time. And the problem that I have is I'm mostly making videos. So it's a really big thing to be able to change the whole arrangement. And it's likely that I won't be able to produce any videos for a few days or possibly even longer. So maybe I'll do that towards the end of this year when I've got a bit more time, and I might take a break from posting videos on a daily basis. But I'll keep you posted on all of that. So celebrity endorsements of brands and products is nothing new. And over the last 18 months or so, Sam Bankman-Fried had a plan to legitimize the FTX brand by associating it with high-profile celebrities and sports teams. In March 2021, FTX announced that it had signed a 9-year deal valued at $135 million to sponsor the Miami Heat Sports Arena, and that the arena was changing its name officially to the FTX Arena. So obviously this was a really high profile move, but unfortunately that deal has now collapsed following FTX's application for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And it's been reported that only one payment of $20 million was made as part of the deal. Now plans are already in place to change the name of the stadium, but the terms of the deal stated that in the event of an insolvency, FTX had to pay a break fee of $16.5 million. So Miami Heat will now be chasing John Ray for that payment, and I would say good luck to them because they will need to get at the back of a very long queue of people. Over a million people are in that queue right now. So the contract can say what it likes. I think the chances of Miami Heat getting a dollar more is very, very unlikely. And alongside its sponsorship of basketball, FTX also teamed up with the Mercedes Formula One team. And interestingly, this press release from Mercedes shows that the first race that FTX was involved in terms of its sponsorship deal was the Russian Grand Prix. And that really shows you how things can change over the course of a year or so, because we used to have Grand Prix in Russia, but I can tell you that there will not be any Grand Prix for the foreseeable future taking place in Moscow. And another certainty is that there won't be any FTX branded cars taking part in any races. But FTX wasn't limiting its ambitions to just sponsoring buildings and cars. They wanted to team up with high-profile celebrities. And over the course of the last 18 months or so, they managed to persuade some really high-profile celebrities to associate themselves with the FTX brand, including Naomi Osaka, the tennis player, Shaquille O'Neal and Steph Curry, who are both basketball legends, Tom Brady, who's probably the most famous American footballer of the last 20 years, and Larry David, who's the writer and creator behind Seinfeld and also the TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm. And as I mentioned at the start of the video, these celebrities have now been named in a class action lawsuit that's been brought against FTX. And it claims that these celebrities, by appearing in FTX adverts and promoting the brand, were consciously legitimizing that brand and therefore encouraging people to use FTX and to buy cryptocurrencies. And they're saying that that is not a regulated enterprise and therefore these celebrities should be taken up and fined. Now, these high-profile individuals may claim that they were just doing their job, that they get paid to sponsor lots of things, and that therefore they've got no responsibility in terms of what it is they're actually promoting. But unfortunately for them, there is a track record of celebrities being fined for their previous involvement with cryptocurrencies. In 2018, the legendary boxer Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled, who, as you might have guessed, is a DJ, were both fined for promoting cryptocurrency launches. It was reported that Mayweather received a $100,000 fee and DJ Khaled a $50,000 payment to promote an initial coin offering, which is the same as an IPO for cryptocurrencies, from crypto company CentraTech. In order to promote these launches, DJ Khaled called the offer a game changer on his social media channel, while Mayweather included a message to his Twitter followers that Centra's ICO starts in a few hours, get yours before they sell out, I got mine. Mayweather also used Instagram to promote the ICOs to his 22.3 million followers at the time and told his 7.8 million Twitter followers, you can call me Floyd Crypto Mayweather from now on. The Securities and Exchange Commission, after an investigation, found that Mayweather had failed to disclose that he was paid $200,000 to promote two other ICOs. The SEC found Mayweather guilty, and he agreed to pay $614,775 to settle the charges. Mayweather also agreed not to promote any securities, digital or otherwise, for 3 years. DJ Khaled was also found guilty and agreed to pay a $150,275 penalty. And Khaled, who had an estimated net worth of around $27 million at that time, agreed to a similar ban for 2 years. The SEC stated, "These cases highlight the importance of full disclosure to investors. With no disclosure about the payments, Mayweather and Khalid's ICO promotions may have appeared to be unbiased rather than paid endorsements. Investors should be skeptical of investment advice posted to social media platforms and should not make decisions based on celebrity endorsements." But the highest profile and most recent celebrity to be fined for endorsing crypto is Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian has been hit with a $1.26 million fine for unlawfully promoting a crypto token. U.S. regulators say she had posted an ad about Ethereum Max on her Instagram without disclosing she had been paid $250,000 to do so. The social media post had a link to the Ethereum Max website, which had instructions for potential investors about how to buy the tokens. Under U.S. law, people who tout a certain stock or crypto security need to make it clear they're getting paid, how much, the source, and the nature of those payments. Regulators have been watching closely as digital assets have suffered wild swings this year due to fears of recession, rising interest rates, and geopolitical turmoil. Kardashian has agreed to pay up without admitting or denying the commission's findings. The influencer's lawyer said she is pleased to resolve the case and said that she fully cooperated with the SEC.
So before we go on to talk about the potential fines for all of these celebrities that were paid to promote the FTX brand, let's have a look at some of the adverts that they made, because they are actually really well made and they're really quite amusing, so you'll find them entertaining. And we'll have a look at the three biggest celebrities that they used. So we'll look at the ones made by Tom Brady, the American footballer, Steph Curry, the basketball player, and Larry David, who created Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
This is Steph Curry, the world's leading expert on cryptocurrency.
I'm not.
He's not making pasta, he's printing crypto.
No.
He mines Bitcoin from a giant block of ice.
Definitely not.
Okay, quit messing around, man. Give me some tips on crypto.
No.
But you are an expert, right?
No, I'm not an expert, and I don't need to be. With FTX, I have everything I need to buy, sell, and trade crypto safely.
Can you at least teach me how to shoot free throws?
Want to do one more?
Hang on, there's a possibility of a trade.
Tom Brady wants a trade. Could he be coming home?
Oh! What did I say?
Oh, my God, Brady.
Yeah, yeah, trade. We're telling everyone.
I heard she wants to be in L.A.
Dollar two, go. I'm hearing Denver.
I give you the new City Hall.
Take that, Tampa.
A trade? Are you sure?
Not a trade. I'm trading crypto.
FTX is the safest and easiest way to buy and sell crypto. It's the best way to get in the game.
It's trading crypto.
Oh.
Hey, y'all. It's not coming. Not coming.
Brady. The best ever, right? But he's not thinking about being the best. He wants to be better.
Couldn't be better.
I could do better.
He can do better.
He wants to practice better. Ouch.
That's better.
That was better.
Recover better.
Night's off.
He even wants to eat better.
Can I take your order?
Steak.
Steak. I'll have their parsley.
Yum.
First he leaves and now he's getting even better?
But better doesn't stop there. He wants to be a better teammate.
I love that guy.
A better friend.
I love that guy.
Even a better enemy.
I hate that I love that guy.
You think I could get better?
Oh, you could get way better.
Save room for dessert?
Where's dessert?
So you know he's going to invest better, too.
FTX, that's the crypto app, right?
Now it's for all kinds of investing. It's better. And I like better.
Because the best are never done getting better. Even if it seems a little much.
I'd call it the wheel.
I don't think so.
What does it do?
It rolls.
Yeah, so does a bagel, okay? A bagel you can eat.
One of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Brother David, behold, it's a fork.
I got 10 forks right here, baby. Am I right?
Yes.
My lord?
What is it?
A toilet, my lord.
A toilet? You expect this court to do its business inside? We're not animals. We go outside like humans.
It's coffee. It's new.
Oh, it's awful.
You don't like it?
I'm all jittery and feel like I got a big job coming on.
Hancock, you sign first.
No, King! Gentlemen, have you taken leave of your senses?
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yes.
Stupid people vote?
Yes.
Ha!
Edison, can I be honest with you? It stinks. Does your wife know what's going on here?
She knows I go to work.
You're wasting your time, and it's sad.
You might as well put the dishes in the shower.
What? Hey, Catherine, what's cooking?
We're putting a man on the moon.
Are you out of your mind? I can't even get tuna without celery. Nobody's gone to the moon, ever.
Why not?
It's too far. It's far. It's really far. It's far.
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
So hopefully you found those adverts as entertaining and amusing as I did. And I have to say that the Larry David one is actually really brilliant. And it's got particular poignancy right now because the whole theme of that video is that he's an idiot. He can't see what's a brilliant invention. He keeps getting it wrong every time something revolutionary comes out. And at the end of that video, he says that he just doesn't get it. He doesn't see FTX. He's not on board. And the inference is obviously that he's getting it wrong consistently and FTX is the way forward. It's the next revolution. Everybody should get on board. But actually, when you look at it at face value, now, in light of everything that's happened and the bankruptcy of FTX, it looks like Larry David was right. He got all the other things wrong about the toilet and the wheel and the light bulb. But about FTX, he was absolutely spot on because it wasn't something that anybody should have been putting their money into because all of these investors, both the investors into the company and people who are investing their savings onto the platform, are likely to lose all of their cash. So quite ironic, really, that they made this advert. And this advert was shown during Super Bowl 2022. So there was a lot of money that FTX plowed into it. The advertising space at halftime during the Super Bowl is the most expensive anywhere globally. Per second, that is as much as you can spend. And it's reported that it cost this year around $7 million for 30 seconds of advert time. And that advert runs for around 2 minutes. So that would equate to a payment of close to $30 million just to show the ad. That doesn't include however much they paid Larry David. That hasn't been disclosed, but it's likely to have been millions. And also the costs of actually making the advert, because as you saw, it's a big budget production. It would have been expensive. So this was a big investment that FTX was making. Now, if we talk about the Steph Curry production, in that advert, he's not saying that he's a crypto expert. He's actually saying the opposite, that he doesn't know about Bitcoin and these things. But at the end of that advert, he does promote FTX as a brand and suggests that you should use them. So there is an element of promoting this. And I guess this is where the SCE is now going to get involved because they're going to look and see whether or not he was recommending to people to use it. And if he was, then potentially he's in the same position as Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled. And ultimately, the same applies to Tom Brady. In the shorter, more comical adverts that were based firstly around the potential of him trading, and there was the play on words of whether he was going to actually trade clubs, whether he was going to go to a different American football team, that was the implication. But actually, what the advert was really focusing on was trading on the FTX platform. So there was a little bit of a gag based around that. And in the second advert, there was a whole theme around wanting to improve, and that was then linked to the FTX platform, saying it was a better way of doing things. So both of those adverts were really just associating Tom Brady's brand with the FTX product. But in the longer advert where he appears with Giselle, he's actually calling people and suggesting that they should use the FTX platform. So he's actually encouraging people to get involved. And by definition, that would be getting involved in crypto. So when you take a step back and look at these celebrities' involvement, clearly they're associating their brand with the FTX brand. No question about that. But when you look at how those adverts have been constructed, Larry David is the least culpable because he's not actually saying, yes, go ahead and use FTX, everybody. He's saying the opposite, and that's the gag. Steph Curry is recommending that FTX is a brand that people should think about using. And Tom Brady is absolutely promoting the brand because he was phoning people and saying, you need to get on board. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens with that class action lawsuit, whether or not it's taken seriously and those celebrities are put on a charge. Because this is a high profile case, and if these celebrities are found guilty and fined, that will be headline news all around the world. And we'll send the message all around the world, firstly to other celebrities to make them think twice about getting involved in these crypto deals. And secondly to the public that they should really consider seriously when they see celebrities promoting anything to do with crypto. The fallout of the FTX bankruptcy continues to impact on the crypto markets. This chart shows the movement in the market cap of all coins in issuance over the last 12 months. And you can see that this time last year, the total value was above $2.5 trillion. However, the market today is below 800. And if we expand the chart out, you can see that this is the first time for 2 years that the market has hit this level. And alongside this fall in value, Bitcoin, which is obviously the premium crypto brand, has fallen below $16,000 for the first time in 2 years as well. And those fall in prices and the negative sentiment surrounding the market are causing investors to become very cautious on the future for crypto prices. Total assets under management in crypto have plunged to $22 billion, the lowest in 2 years. Institutional investors have rushed to crypto products that bet on price declines. Crypto products and funds saw inflows of $44 million as of the week ended November 18, but 75% of those flows represented investment in short crypto products. So these are products that are betting on future falls in the price. CoinShares data also showed that Bitcoin posted inflows of $14 million, but when offset by inflows into short investment products, the net flows were a negative $4.3 million. The assets under management on short Bitcoin is now at $173 million, not far from the all-time high of $186 million. So what this tells us is that the current sentiment and market outlook is expecting further falls in the crypto markets. The latest court filing by FTX shows that the company had cash resources of $1.24 billion on the 20th of November. So that sounds like quite a lot of money. It is quite a lot of money, $1.24 billion. But unfortunately, the obligations, the liabilities of FTX are potentially up to $10 billion. It's been announced that the top 50 creditors, which are the 50 largest companies that are owed money by FTX, are owed $3.1 billion. So that represents a shortfall of almost $2 billion just for those 50. But as I mentioned at the start of the video, there are over a million creditors for the FTX business. So there's a million people in institutions who are wanting their money back, and the company only has $1.24 billion. So this is going to be a complete write-off for the vast majority of investors. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think the situation with regards to FTX is absolutely fascinating. We are seeing a business that was valued at $32 billion in January 2022, so less than 12 months ago, is now virtually worthless. And John Ray is doing his best to pick his way through the bones of the business. And he's now trying to uncover exactly what's been going on. And the problem that he's got is that there's very little in terms of record keeping. There's very little in terms of assets and cash. So it's going to be a real challenge for him to be able to give any sort of return to the investors. So clearly that's disastrous news for anybody that's been related to FTX. And everybody's now trying to distance themselves from the relationship. And what we're seeing is some really high profile celebrities who got on board, endorsed the brand, took the money, put themselves in the Super Bowl slot for advertising, are now starting to come into the firing line. So we're seeing Tom Brady, Larry David, Shaq O'Neal, and lots of other people being named in a class action lawsuit. And it will be really interesting to see what happens with that, because crypto is still broadly unregulated. So it sits outside of the world of finance, even though It operates in finance. So the whole concept behind crypto is that it wants to disrupt the world of finance and payments, to basically bypass all of the banks and the regulators and everybody on the institutional side of life and allow people to be able to trade directly and to hold money in virtual wallets on the internet. And I think the biggest thing that's coming out from the FTX bankruptcy so far is a call for this market to be regulated. And these actions against the celebrities may well be the starting point of some form of regulation. So it might be that the regulator decides that they want to fine all of these individuals to make a case, to put it in light so that everybody sees that it's not a free bet, it's not easy money, you shouldn't just take all of this for granted because there are consequences. If this business goes wrong, somebody has to be accountable. You can't get everybody to start investing into a platform, buying virtual currency, and then when they lose all of the money, everybody walks away and says, "It was nothing to do with me, sir. I wasn't involved." Well, clearly these celebrities were involved because all of these adverts are still on the internet. That's where I managed to find them all to show you today. So they can't deny any sort of responsibility. And I think there's a possibility that these cases could go the way of the Kim Kardashian case, and these guys could find themselves facing millions of dollars in fines. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that. And obviously I'll keep you posted. But the bigger issue that we're facing here with regards to the FTX bankruptcy is what's happening to the crypto markets. And as we just talked about, the markets are now coming down. The prices are at the lowest point that we've seen for the last 2 years. And the sentiment, the outlook is that it's likely to go down further. Everybody is now shorting the market. That's where all of the money is moving to in crypto. So it's likely that by the end of 2022, prices could be even lower. This could be a 3-year low or a 4-year low. Who knows how low it will go? And as I mentioned before, unfortunately, what's going on in crypto isn't contained to the world of crypto. It has a real world impact. Because the billions of dollars that's been moving into crypto has been coming from the real economy. So this time last year, the market cap of all of those crypto coins was $2.5 trillion. Now, some of that value was obviously just an inflation of the prices, but hundreds of billions of dollars of real money has been going into that market, and a lot of that value has been torched as a result of the failure of FTX. So that won't be coming back, and that will have a knock-on impact. And of course, this is coming at a time when the global economy is already sitting on the verge of a recession. So this is only going to add more problems to that equation. Some of these investment companies that had a dabble into crypto, they're going to have had their fingers burned, they're going to lose money, their investors won't be getting any of their returns, and so people will be starting to become more cautious. And that's bad news, because when you go into a recession, you need some capital to be invested into businesses to try to grow your way out of it. If everybody is now nursing their wounds, looking at their losses and thinking, "I'm done, I don't want to do any more investing," then that's going to only accelerate the downturn. So unfortunately, the overall summary is that what's going on in crypto is obviously very bad news for anybody that's invested in crypto, but it's also bad news for the global economy. So hopefully you found today's episode interesting, useful, and thought-provoking, and also maybe a little bit entertaining and quite funny. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up. Let me know what you think of this new setup. You can see my hands again. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.